Hey, Brock.
Hey, Hunter.
What did we learn on the Plan B morning show today?
Well, let's see. We learned that, according to Hunter, his miniature elephant would beat up my miniature rhino.
Yeah, without question. Without question.
I don't see it happening.
I'm sorry. Your baby rhino would tear up some shins, that's for sure, with that little baby horn of his, but elephants are just too smart.
No, there's no way. My rhino would straight up murder your stupid little miniature elephant.
I will punt your rhino off a bridge.
I will dunk your elephant into a bathtub. That's terrible. Good Lord. This is little baby animal. What do you think of God?
Right.
Hypothetical, folks, of course. Sorry.
Faster.
You took him with their foot? You kicked him? Let's see. We also learned that if you're afraid of sweat, maybe don't become a personal trainer. How about that?
Yeah. It's kind of common sense, but apparently not.
Apparently not to that one idiot over there in the UK. And the last thing we learned on the show is, don't stick any of your body parts through a hole in a door, especially not your donger, for God's sake.
Yeah, it might not come back for,
No, I'm going to have to cut that thing right off, right at the base.
You never know really what's on the other side, you know?
Yeah.
Want that thing ripped off? No, don't stick it in there.
I know we joke a lot about glory holes, but they're dangerous, okay? They're dangerous. Dangerous glory holes. That's a good That's a good metal band name. And we are Dangerous Glory Holes. All right. With that, a perfect note to end this week on. Thank you so much for hanging out. Kiki's coming in next. We got Nonstop 90s at noon. The Lobster. Old School Weekend kicks off at 5 and so much more. Old School. And, of course, we'll see you back here Monday morning. Same place, same time for more of the Plan B Morning Show. As always, Kate Upton, if you're listening, give us a call.
Giggity, giggity, giggity.
Look, if she's on the other side of that, I'm not going to say it. You know what I'm going to say.